The Unstoppable Way Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
When sin entered the world, it was God who had the answer. God established a pathway for mankind called redemption. And redemption is the act of being saved from sin or evil. There was an exchange that would take place that allowed the Son of God to pay the sin price that God required. Yeah. This exchange allowed man to have the opportunity to be made right with God, because the way we are, Dwayne, we couldn't do it. Because we had a sin nature. And our Heavenly Father will not have fellowship or relation with sin. You have heard me say, some have said, I'll come to church when I get right. And that statement have reference to the future. But I'm reminded, the Lord said, I want you to come as you are.
Amen.
So many times, I hate to say this, men, we don't really like to come to church until we get old and we can't do nothing.
Amen.
You'll catch that too. And you can't beat us getting into church. I ought to know, because I'm old now too. And we come to church now because when we were young, we could do everything we wanted to do, but now that we are old, you can't beat us hanging close to our wives. I'm going to leave that alone. The Lord is simply saying, I need you to come the way you are.
That's right.
Because I need to transform you into my image. I need to mold you. I need to shape you into my image.
Yes.
And the moment we start being molded and shaped, you break. Your brokenness is broken because the Lord molding us and shaping us to look like him.
That's right.
And that's why I love him. He broke me when I was 18, when I thought I could party just like all the rest of them. Al Green, the OJ, I know him. But when I was at Bishop College, I partied just like all the rest of them. Mama didn't know it. She thought I was perfect. I was not perfect. I wasn't bad, but I wasn't good. There's a whole lot of people that's not bad, but you're not good either. But when you've been bought with a price, when you've got a relationship with the Lord, something happened to me. Because when I accepted the Lord at 18 and didn't go until I was 30, it was a pathway of learning about what the Lord had in store for me. Didn't matter how much I cried. I still cry. It didn't matter how much I cried. All through the Bible, men that had been called to preach God's word did not want to go. They found all kind of excuses. And the Lord said, wherever you go, I will meet you right there, and I'll still tell you what I want you to do. And when God have a mandate in your life, you cannot escape what God have in store. There's a baby back there got a mandate in his life. And my job is to help him grow to fulfill his destiny. Because I can't do this forever. And I'm wise enough to know that there's a Joshua coming.
Yes, Lord.
My brothers and sisters, for the Lord is the only way, only one who can and will change our situation.
Yes, yes.
But I have discovered that sin pushes us away from God, but salvation draws us to,
yes.
Talk to me, to God. Antioch's Jesus is our way in. True salvation is accepting by faith the fact that Jesus is the only way in and the only road to get us to heaven. And not only is he the road that get us there, but he also is the gate that opens for us the way into heaven for us. John 10 and 9, he said, I am the gate. He said, those who come in through me will be saved. Yes. Antioch, Jesus is our entrance. Antioch, every one of us here is going to live forever. That should have been a shout. Everybody here is going to live forever. Question is, thank you. The question is, where are you going to live? Heaven or hell? Jesus is the way, the only way that you can know that you are going to live forever in heaven. It ain't by philosophies or principles. Is it by knowing and having a relationship with him? Secondly, he is the truth. There's only one voice that you need to listen to, and that is the voice of truth, the voice of Jesus. Amen. And I do not be deceived by those who say that there are alternative truths or that the truth is not the truth. Believe only what you, don't believe what you see, only believe what I say. Watch that guy. For the spirit that's around him has caused him not to lose anything. But ultimately, he's not in control. I could get deep in this because, I'm going to stop there. Because I really want to tell you what's out there that's drawing him not to lose a court case. A Supreme Court keep giving him victories after victory when you see with your own eyes. But there's a power source around him. He's already said he ain't going to get there. He said, well, I don't think I'm going to make it to heaven. And he's right. If you confess your sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If he does not confess his sin, he is not saved. He has the opportunity to be saved. But he has already surrendered to somebody. This is just the beginning. I could get deeper in it. In my Bible study, I will get deeper into it, and I'll tell you about how Israel, let me give you a glimpse of it. Israel was in Egypt for how many years? What's the serving? 400 years. And then ultimately they were freed by what? 10, talk to me, 10 plagues. There was another people that was enslaved too. You know who they are? You're looking at us. From the western coast of Africa. For 400 years, from 1607, we were taken from Africa and brought where?
Right here.
Enslaved for 400 plus years. But just like God delivered the children of Israel from slavery, God will deliver a black people from enslavement. You miss your shout. Don't you dare think, why did you think I tell you we need to start praying? What did the children of Israel do when they got their release from Egyptian bondage? They started doing what? And God began to act. And when we as a people start praying because that man ain't through, because his objective is to kill, to steal, and to destroy, but we got to remember where we got our help from. Our help come from who? When we start praying, God will begin to answer. Because Moses had children by a black woman in Egypt, and so did Abraham, and so did Solomon. So we're part of a Jewish. I'm going to leave you alone. Come to the Bible study. You'll find out. My brothers and sisters, thirdly, Jesus said, I am the life. Christ is the ambassador. He is an emancipator from death. The Bible declares, or the Bible bear witness to the fact that the natural man is spiritually lifeless. And he walks according to the course of this world, and he has no love for the things of God. The fear of God is not upon him, nor has he any concern for his glory. I just said that guy act like that. Self is the center and the boundaries of his existence. He's not concerned about his future. He's concerned about what he has now. And my life is in jeopardy because I'm warring against an entity that does not like what I say. And he puts up roadblocks and obstacles to stop that black preacher because he is interfering with what I'm up to. And God says, I have prayed for you, Rev. Mathis. Keep doing what you're doing. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Because even though they take you down, he said, I will raise you up. Jesus is not only the giver of physical life, but he also offers us spiritual life, a life that goes beyond what we see and experience here on earth. This spiritual life is found only in Christ Jesus. Yes. And it is a gift that transforms our heart and give us hope for eternity. Yes. And when you've accepted that, you know where you're headed. Yes, Lord. Through faith in Jesus, we are made alive spiritually, no longer separated from God, but brought into a loving relationship with him. The closer you get to him, the more he explodes in your mind things that the world simply wrestle with. I shared with you, I'm different now. Because the closer I get to him, the more he explodes his word. I don't need the stuff I'm reading. He gives me stuff now that I never thought I could understand. But now he said, the closer you get to me, the more I'm giving you. And the more he gives me, the more he's blessing you. Because there are some that does not have a relationship with him that he is reaching out to try to restore and reconcile and redeem. Are you redeemed? Have you been bought with a price? The one who believe in Christ have passed out of death into life. And he that believeth on the Son has everlasting life. This everlasting life is not merely a future promise, but it is a present reality for those who trust him. It brings purpose, peace, hope, joy that cannot be found in any other place. In Jesus, we discover true fulfillment and a new way of living anchored in his love and grace. For Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. For he is our way maker, and the doors of the church are open. Amen. If you're here today, and the Lord has spoken to your heart regarding the way maker, will you come? And accept the Lord as your personal Savior.